What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We have had an incredible run of weather, and it looks like it's going to be warm and windy. Red flag warnings up on Sunday, including the Twin Cities metro area. We're going to go outdoors right now. Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
It was a great day on the water today, Steve. Good afternoon. The big opener, a lot of people out. I tried to pick a really obscure lake down by Elbow Lake in Barrett, Minnesota, just to kind of, you know, get away from the crowds. And I didn't get away from the crowds. There were just a ton of people. You know, it was such a beautiful day, but the bite was fantastic. It was just incredible. We got on the water about 7 o'clock. Caught walleyes in very shallow water, 6 to 8 feet of water, and they're spawning areas by boulders and fist-sized rocks, you know, right where the wind was hitting it, and it was great. And then we stumbled into a bunch of big crappies, so it was a great morning. I think that wind helped a lot. There was a pretty good chop going, and, you know, they're up on those shallow rocks right now, both the walleyes and the crappies. So I think people who are fishing, you know, fairly close to the spawning areas where there's good rock and rubble, that's the place to be. So it was awesome. It was a fantastic morning. And I'm not really happy about the wind, Steve, coming up here the next 5 to 7 days. I think that's going to be a bit of an issue. Not happy about it. So I don't know. It's hard to say if those fish are going to stay where they are, but it was a very successful morning. Very happy about it.
Yeah, and you sent a photo before we went on the air. I love the photos because I can live vicariously through you in the outdoors and all your success year round. That's pretty cool.
Well, you got to have proof, Steve. You know, fishermen will tell you all kinds of stuff, but I got to see pictures, you know.
Well, I've known you a long time, and I trust you when you say you were on fish, but those are nice fish. Very nice. I know it's radio. But that's good stuff.
You know, the jig and minnow was really king this morning, and they really liked the small sucker minnows and the really small fatheads. They really had a preference for small bait. I don't know why. But, you know, the key this morning was keeping that bait well away from the boat. I saw a lot of people vertical jigging right next to the boat, which you really can't do at this time of the year. The water clarity is fairly clear, so you got to get that jig and minnow well away from the boat. And just hop it along and, you know, very slow and, you know, let the wind take it. And that worked really well. But, you know, vertical jigging works fine on really super dark water. But, you know, a lot of our lakes are fairly clear, a little bit stained. So you got to keep that bait well away from the boat. And I can't say I saw a lot of nets flying today. There were, you know, maybe 40 boats on the lake I was on. And I didn't see a lot of action, but, you know, you never know. But I made the good lake choice, especially. I went to a farm lake, a very small lake, about 400 acres, and it was about 64 degrees water temperature, which is well ahead of the big water up here. So it was a good move, and I highly recommend to that west central part of Minnesota and all those farm lakes because right now they're very fertile. There's good populations of walleyes and crappies. So I had to drive a little bit, but that's okay. It was well worth it.
Yeah, and to get a warm opener, I know a lot of people I work with during the week in my full-time job were excited to get out for the opener, and we were kind of joking. We haven't seen many openers with weather this good over the years. I mean, I can't remember too many.
I think that really the key to success this morning was we've had 7 days of 70s and 80s. No fronts coming through, and the wind has been consistent. And I knew this was going to be a good opener because we never, ever get 7 days straight of the same weather right before the opener. So I think that had a lot to do with it. But we'll get some reports this week, see what's happening elsewhere. I think overall it's probably going to be a very successful opener just because, again, the weather. But now we got that change coming in tonight, and there's going to be a wind shift, and things are going to change a little bit. So tomorrow could be a little bumpy. Monday and Tuesday, heavy winds. Wednesday, Thursday look like heavy winds. So it's going to, you know, limit where we can go and how we can do it. So it's going to make it a little dicey, I think, for the next week, which is too bad because I'm on fish right now, but I don't want to deal with 40-mile-an-hour gusts, you know?
Yeah, and there's a huge area, red flag warnings, and we just want to throw out that out there for everybody. Here in the cities, red flag warning goes into effect tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. on Mother's Day and will last until 10. It's going to be windy. It's going to be warm. It's going to be downright hot and very dry with low humidities. And once again, a good chunk of the region impacted by those red flag warnings, and it's really going to, as you pointed out, continue into Monday, so be very, very careful indeed out and about. Hey, Steve, with things a little more unsettled this coming week, what are your plans?
Steve, I don't know. I don't know. I'm actually just procrastinating. What am I going to do? Because I've got, you know, commitments this week, and I really don't like the weather. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm totally flummoxed on what I'm going to do. So I'll have to come up with a plan in the next day or two. I know Monday, Tuesday is out, but maybe things will moderate a little bit. But, you know, that's what happens. You get on a good bite, and then it's like 40-mile-an-hour winds. Oh, man, that's just not what you want. But eventually it'll straighten out. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there fishing. I know the fishing licenses are up significantly, which is really good. So the mothers are getting out there and the kids. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And once again, hopefully everybody had a good bite this weekend. Steve, always appreciate the update, and we'll do it again in 1 week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Have a great one.
There he is, Steve Carney. He sent me a photo, some beautiful fish. Great day to be out and about for sure. And then, of course, that red flag warning. Really raising eyebrows tomorrow, so by all means, take care tomorrow. Coming up around the corner, we'll talk Timberwolves and Warriors Game 3 tonight in San Francisco. Jace Frederick covers the club for the Pioneer Press. He will join us. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow following the Twins and Giants final game of the three-game series on Mother's Day. Rob Driesline has great guests, tons of great info, and a lot of info on the opener. That's Rob from the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.